baby, how you like? Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Good morning, everybody. Hey, I'm glad you joined us. Brian Cerny here in studio on a great day. We have with us Bill Russell, Marcy Collins, talking about Warriors and Quiet Waters. You don't want to miss any of that. This is a great organization. Dina Mims will be with us in just a moment or two, talking Tallahassee, what's going on around town. So stay with us.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years. And by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So we are here on a Saturday morning. So glad you've tuned in. Brian Cerny, your humble host, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, every Saturday morning, bringing you what's going on around town, talking with exciting, interesting, motivating folks. People like Bill Russell, Marcy Collins will be joining us shortly, talking about Warriors and Quiet Waters. They're midstream. They've got the second day of their big fundraising thing going on. The Golf Classic was yesterday. Fishing tournament today, so they'll be talking with us about that organization. And of course, our very own Dina Mims will join us. Dina, as Dina talks tally, keeping us plugged in to what's going on around town. We're glad you've joined us. And by the way, we will be at Lemoyne Chain of Parks Art Festival following the show this morning. So join us down there starting at 10 o'clock. We'll be looking for you to come by and say hi. And then make your way over to Peace in the Park, which happens this afternoon at Railroad Square. You recall from our prior show with Bill Grace talking about what Peace in the Park's all about. If you're just tuning in and you're wanting to know what's going on around town, boy, you are in the right place. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Here we have Dina Mims. How are you this morning, Miss Mims? Glad you're with us.
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about it being sunny and cool for the precious few days that it is. So I'm doing great this time of year.
Well, folks, you know that Dina Mims is our arguably the social maven of Tallahassee. Certainly the one person in my life who desperately tries to keep me plugged into what's going on around town. So Dina talks tally this morning, and we're going to find out what's going on. This feature brought to you by Roberts Sand Company, Dina Talks Tally. And so, Dina, what is going on, and why do I not know? What is it that I need to know?
There's no way you couldn't know about the first thing I'm going to mention, because it has been all over the paper. It's been an interview on our own radio station, and there's been a ton of coverage because, to me, it's as exciting as springtime Tallahassee. And I hope that, you know, you're going to skedaddle out of here with me after we leave the station today to go to Lemoyne Chain of Parks Art Festival.
Yes.
It's a two-day festival, but the first day is the most exciting day, and you'll see tons of your chums.
I'm looking forward to it. I know Randy Breenan and Debbie have their work there, and several local artists. And then I understand, too, something like 150 artists from around the country, right?
Well, I had heard 140, but recently they've said more than 150. And the reason that's a big deal is not only are they local artists, and some friends of mine who are emerging artists who are getting in for the first year, like
nice.
Honey Hilliard. It is also juried art. So it's not just people who paid to get in. They've had to be assessed in their category for being the best of the best. So you're going to have a real treat.
I don't want to steal any of your time, honestly, but I have to say that this event to me has that sort of Tallahassee signature feel to it, doesn't it?
It does to me too, especially because it's in our park and you've got the big trees overhead and it's the middle of Tallahassee.
Yeah.
It's exactly, and because it's a beautiful time of year, you're getting to see all of the flowers that have decided to bloom and not go back into hibernation.
Yeah.
The schizophrenic flowers.
Okay. So Chain of Parks going on through later today, through this morning, starts about 10 o'clock, just after our show here this morning. What else we got going on?
Well, I just wanted to mention about Chain of Parks.
Yes.
Take the kids. It's not just high art for you. There's art education components for the kids.
Ah.
There's local theater crews they're going to get to watch. There's a ton of musical acts, and of course, you'll have food. So it really is one of those events for the whole family, and it is free. We're just hoping you'll
too, that it was good food. It wasn't just
local
the
art. Well, you've got caterers from around the area, and my gosh, you're in Restaurant Central there in the middle, so we might end up going to Harry's afterwards.
I'm loving that. Oh, right.
You'll buy me
lunch. Would you buy me a mimosa?
No, I just said you could buy me lunch. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you're overspeaking me. Okay. Also today, you can do Chain of Parks, leave, and go to Annual Peace in the Park Festival around the corner on Gaines Street at Railroad Square.
That is a cool thing, too. And, of course, our guest last week was Bill Grace. One of the principal coordinators for that. For his part, I believe has done a fair amount of work in pulling all that together. Lots of great groups out there, right?
I know how many times I've talked to him. He's the hardest working man in Railroad Square right now. Peace in the Park is going to offer over 50 community organizations, and they come out and talk about what they do and what they offer the community. So if you're somebody in need of any community service, this is your one-stop shop to understand. They're going to have City of Tallahassee and Leon County folks to talk about parks and recreation, utilities, what you can expect, health programs we've got, recycling with the latest controversy for homeless folks. You know, come educate yourself about what we really do have to offer in town. Again, kid-friendly, there are going to be fire trucks and squad cars and a mobile health clinic and the Bloodmobile. There's going to be 10 bands on 3 stages and a ton of food vendors. So, again, family-friendly, it's free, and you get a little bit more involved in the community by coming out and understanding
Sweet.
What we have here.
That's wonderful. Well, folks, there you go. So you've got Peace in the Park. You've got Chain of Parks Art Festival. Now, for those of us who are more sophisticated and looking for something, not me, of course, but nightlife kind of stuff, I mean, are there some things where I could be going and looking cool and sexy and all that good stuff?
I think what you
be careful in your
what
remarks.
What you wear is completely up to you. But tomorrow night is the annual Chef Sampler from 7 to 9. And
that's
not exactly a disco, that is the place to go and have fabulous food and see, again, a lot of people you've been meaning to get in touch with. Anyway, it's very popular. It's the 28th year doing it.
So if you want to be seen at something very posh, that would be the thing this weekend.
Yes, it is the thing to do. Plus, you will be filling your tummy. I know that's a favorite for everybody. So 40 restaurants bringing out their best little treats for you to understand what they're sampling. The tickets are $50. Sponsorships are still available. I guess right up until the morning of. I'm not sure how they'll work that out, but that's what
right
I understand.
Now.
And it's going to be at Tallahassee Mall. So again, if you haven't been out to Tallahassee Mall for a while and you drive by thinking it's a shell, they're using that place for good stuff.
There's lots of good things happening there too. Well, there you go, folks. Dina Talks Tally. You got any more for us?
I want to throw in something about business. We're talking about leisure things for this weekend.
All right.
But in the middle of the week, there's something special happening. A friend of ours, Michael Tro, is putting on a small business lead generation workshop. And the reason that should matter is if you're frustrated, business is starting to come back a little bit, but you're not getting in front of the right clients who are prepared to buy, who really want your product and understand, and you're spending time educating and not getting the right folks in, he will create a client map with you, a target market profile, your sales message, and go through the whole thing. You'll walk out with a workbook from him.
That's great.
And a one-on-one consultation. So that's Michael Trow.
He is fabulous.
If nothing else, you'll enjoy his accent.
He's
English
marvelous.
And just delightful.
He's marvelous, in fact.
That's going to be...
Good friend of the show.
Yes, the 24th from 3:30 to 6 at Regions Bank. I will definitely be there because I can't, as a small business, I can't ignore anything that I need to know that I may not know about how to cultivate the right and perfect client.
Well, there you go, folks. So... fun, entertainment, business, opportunities, networking. It's all what brings us together, and it's all because Dina talks tally with us every Saturday morning, and we're glad that you've joined us, Dina. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and if you heard us on the radio today, look me up and let me know that you heard us this morning.
We're going to be at the park, aren't we?
Yes.
So we'll be looking for you folks. Dina Talks Tally, brought to you by Roberts Sand Company for mulch, soil, compost, all kinds of things for your good-looking garden, Robert Sand. Not just sand. You can call him at 576-1414.
We were faced with a very difficult situation. It was horrible. The trauma scene was bad enough, and it involved hazardous material. When we contacted Associated Services, it was so reassuring. They put together a team for us immediately and stayed in contact with us even though we were 3 hours away.
We get a lot of those kind of calls, but this one somehow was different. What really stuck was the confusion in her voice.
They were available to answer all our questions and provide additional help throughout the entire ordeal. They were right there, compassionate, professional, even months after completing the job. Associated Services, I would trust them with any job, regardless of scale.
Since 1975, Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, experts in dealing with mold, water, fire, and biohazard cleanup, experienced in dealing with people. Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, online at associatedsvs.com.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We have in the studio Marcy Collins and the very lovely Bill Russell, who has joined us. Folks, thanks for being a part of our show.
This thank is the you part for having you us,
thank you for inviting us.
They're so impressed with my talent here. They left them speechless.
That's right.
Either that or they forgot why they're here. It is early. We understand. But thank you, folks, for tuning in. We're glad that you're part of the show. We're talking about Warriors and Quiet Waters that has for its purpose really the vision, the mission to reach out to our servicemen and women who have been injured and in some ways not necessarily noticeably injured. We're going to talk about that. Bill, why don't you give us sort of a thumbnail? What is this whole organization about?
This organization started in Bozeman, Montana, and they wanted to do something to help the guys and women that might be missing limbs or paralyzed, and a group of retired Army people and physicians organized to start bringing them to Montana to fish the quiet waters. And it just as absolute, just therapy, just recreational therapy. And it has grown and grown. And we got lucky in that Dr. Volney Steele was an organizer of the original one, and he has moved, lives in Tarpine down on Oklotney Bay. And through my volunteer fire department, we got to know Dr. Steele, and we found out about this thing, and we thought, gosh, why can't we do something like that? We have a year-round fishing here, and we have a really caring community, so let's try and do something like that down here.
And that's how it came about. And were you one of those founding members then?
For the one down here.
Yeah.
Dr. Steele was up there, and down here, it pretty much started in our fire department, but we're trying to reach out now to further.
So, and as of today, you're based in Tallahassee, so you're headquartered here, but you've got members around the region, don't you?
Right. We don't want to think of ourselves as Waukulla County, Tallahassee. We want to reach the entire Big Bend area.
Marcy, how did you get involved with this organization?
Honestly, a friend of mine showed me the website, and there is a short video on the website that talked about the soldiers that participated in Montana. and their experience on the quiet waters and listening to their stories about how serene it was, how they were able to just take a break from the physical therapy, being in the hospital, and just not thinking about the Iraq or Afghanistan war where they've participated in. And I saw that video, Brian, and my heart sank. I honestly immediately thought, how can I not do something for these soldiers and get involved?
And you're talking with us today, too, about an event that we want to be sure to showcase. Sounds like a pretty cool couple of days. So the mission is really to reach out to these folks, and the therapeutic aspects then of getting out with some other guys and gals and fishing and enjoying the outdoors, that you find has been particularly beneficial. And I would imagine a lot of that having to do with post-traumatic stress and that sort of thing, huh?
Right. We are. Bozeman has found such unbelievable good luck in the calming effects, the showing the guys some love. I mean, that's what it amounts to. And they bring them in, and we're going to do the same thing. You bring them in. You teach them to fish, and it's not about the fishing. It's about the connection.
Relationships.
And then when you send them back to the hospital, you send them back with their fishing gear, with their apparel, everything. They can look back and say, man, I had a good time. And they can look forward and say, I'm looking forward to doing this again one day.
So it's like a retreat for these folks then. They come away from what might be a hospital setting then, and they're able to just do something fun and connect with people.
It's like something different for the senses. You think about the young guy that was in the desert in Afghanistan fighting, and then we have him down here in Wakulla Springs Lodge. Uh-huh. That's as opposite on the senses as you can get.
That is great. So are you doing this every week, every month? How do you organize the logistics of these experiences?
Well, right now we're just getting started, and the logistics will be sort of dependent on the finances.
So we really are at the threshold of this whole thing, and this event, this fundraiser, is really your maiden voyage as such. We're trying to get people fired up and funding, and what kind of funding opportunities, Marcy, do they find? Can they sponsor this event?
Oh, absolutely. I won't turn down any funding. We have a raffle going on for a fishing reel. Not my expertise. I'll have to let Bill explain how awesome this big reel is. But we're selling raffle tickets for $2 for that. We have local businesses that maybe can't sponsor a hole at the level that would give them the advertising. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them are donating baskets or auction items. And
So you're going to do a silent auction, that type of thing?
We're going to do actually a couple things. Oh. We're going to have raffle tickets at the event.
Oh, I see.
$1 raffle.
Right.
Get $6 tickets for $5. Right.
Yeah.
And then those will be for things like the restaurant gift certificates or the apparel or the gift baskets, movie gift baskets. But then we are going to have some really nice auction items. I think there's a Yeti cooler. There is, I think, a vacation package.
You should talk to Tropical Smoothie. Do you know anybody with Tropical Smoothie?
We've actually, with other events around the community they've participated in, we are hoping to reach out to Firehouse.
Okay.
And also, we're looking at Jason's Deli. They have done a lot of events for the business that I work in during the day, and they just have awesome box lunches that'll be easy for these guys to have. So
that'd be cool.
That's a big sponsorship opportunity. And what's really great about it is the marketing aspect.
Yeah.
We have t-shirts that their names can go on depending on the level. We have banners, of course, sponsoring a hole. We'll have Pepsi and Coors right now are a huge sponsor for both events, for the golf tournament. And then we also have a Warrior Bass Fishing Classic that's on April 20th, the next day on that Saturday. That'll be held at Ingram's Marina, and they have just done an awesome job. The Talquin Hookers are sponsoring the weigh-in, and they're doing a lot of the registration, and they just really organized this event.
How cool is that? We're talking with Marcy Collins, a volunteer with this organization, Warriors and Quiet Waters, the Southern chapter, and their treasurer, Bill, is with us this morning, Bill Russell. And I'm reading from the website, and then this is the main website, the positive impact on the healing and rehabilitation of the warriors from the program and their experience here is clear. Warriors in Quiet Waters Fishing Experience Program provides a respite from the rigors and stresses of war and from the treatment they have endured because of their injuries. We're learning all about this organization and how they are helping to contribute to the quality of life for these people and to our community. We've got an event the 19th and 20th here in the month of April, and we want you to make sure that you make your way out there, because we're going to meet people like Bill Russell and Marcy Collins. You get a box lunch, and if you're a business owner and listening to us, think about a sponsorship for this fine organization. We want to make sure that you get the opportunity to do so. We'll be there, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be out enjoying the day and enjoying the beautiful music there at Tobacco Road. So you make sure that you make this a part of your calendar. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So we're talking with Bill Russell and Marcy Collins about Warriors in Quiet Waters, an organization that was created, conceived as a way of bringing, I think, Bill, you said, not just offering activity, but really offering relationships. And I would imagine those relationships are enduring. These guys and gals come out for a day of fishing, and they are able to stay in touch with you. Is that how that works?
The Bozeman chapter has had a lot of feedback of people saying what an impact it had on their life, totally. Their home life after they were discharged and everything. And the Balboa mm-hmm. Naval Hospital, a lot of their patients come from there, and they call the Warriors in Quiet Waters the gold standard of recreational therapy. Oh. And we're trying to model ourselves exactly on the Montana.
How did you first get involved? You mentioned that having met this fine doctor who was part of the founding efforts up there in Montana. Is this personal for you? Were you a military man? And
I was a hospital corpsman in Vietnam, served with the Marines, and the guys that they're saving now, my gosh, it's unbelievable. The advances in medicine advances during war. That's all there is to it, because they have a lot of people to practice on. And they are saving so many people. But the flip side of them saving so many people is you have a lot of really seriously injured people out there that need ongoing help.
Yeah. I think we were talking earlier about the suicide rate among veterans, which is staggering. I mean, just stunning that's going on.
It topped out like in 2070 at almost 30 a day. And now it's running about 18 a day. And that's all veterans. That's from World War II right on up to the guy discharged yesterday. But about 31% of those are young guys from these last wars. Yeah. And last year, in 2012, there were 349 suicides of active duty military guys.
Wow. 30 a day. So that means that if you have the opportunity to reach out to some young man or young woman who has endured the traumas of war, there's a chance that not only are you going to, you know, improve their quality of life, you may actually save their life. A lot of these wounds are hidden, aren't they? They're not necessarily injuries that you and I can see.
Right. You have a problem going on now with what they call closed skull injuries. Mm. what they used to call football players and race car drivers, yeah. they got the cage rattled.
Yeah.
Well, these guys are getting their cage rattled again and again and again. And if your brain comes back 98% and then it happens again and it comes back 98%, it's a downward spiral. And these guys are suffering early onset Alzheimer's and epilepsy and things that you don't see. You look at somebody and you say, there's nothing wrong with him. Well, you don't know that.
Right. No, you don't. Marcy, do you have family that have been affected by either of these wars?
I'm actually very fortunate that nobody in my family has been involved in the Iraq or Afghanistan war. Of course, my father's retired colonel in the Army. So I do have history with the military. But for me, it's not only the friends that I know, but it's the families that I know that have been affected by their husbands or their brothers or their sons coming back or their daughters that are coming back. We have a neighbor who actually spent time in Afghanistan and she came back and she's just struggling to get back engaged in what we would consider a normal lifestyle, getting a job, trying to really get back into the new normal for them. And it's hard, it's challenging. And a lot of times what leads up to the suicide that Bill was mentioning is the fact that they do feel alone or they feel that people are not supporting them. Regardless if you support the war, we need to support the soldiers that fought for our country and for us and do whatever we can to help reengage them into some normalcy.
And again, the activity is focused on this idea of putting together fishing opportunities. Here we are in the sportsman's capital of the world, right here in Wakulla County and the Gulf Coast region. And so how does that all come about? I know that you're really in formation at this point, but where's the money going to go, do you imagine? How's that going to work out?
It's, like I said, we're picking up the tab on all of it. Now, we're lucky. We have some great local guides, Captain Mike McNamara and Captain Jody Campbell, that on this trip, they're just donating their time. But you can't expect them to do that time and again. They're helping us get started.
Yeah.
And we have some restaurants that are donating some food and what have you. So that helps, but there's still going to be expenses. The next group that we get, we hope to get from Bethesda Naval Hospital.
Ah.
So you'll have, you know, your airline tickets and what have you.
Very cool.
So it's going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah. So then from one season to the next or from one experience to the next, I guess I should say, it may change a little bit. You may have in this case, you've got a couple of boats going out, but the next time it might be fishing the flats and some kayaks or whatever. Is that the idea?
Exactly right. Just whatever it takes to give them an enjoyable time that they can look back and remember and show them some that we care.
Well, I know that Anthony Stevens was on here, I think, a week or two ago with Chuck Simpson on his show, Deep South Outdoor Review, that comes on right after ours, and talked at length. Isn't that his name, Anthony Stevens, am I saying that right?
Right, that's correct.
And how is he involved with the organization?
He's the president.
He is the president, okay. Mm-hmm. And he talked in terms of seeing this expand not only throughout, let's say, the Big Bend area here, but possibly even into South Florida. And you've got, speaking of that, you've got a Facebook page, right? So that's
right.
A good way for us to connect with you. Folks, if you have not done so, you go to Facebook and then go to Warriors and Quiet Waters Foundation Southern Chapter. I'm sure if you just do the search there on Facebook, you'll be able to find the Warriors and Quiet Waters page. And who's maintaining the page for you? Is that your job, Marcy? You
no, I'm not that savvy. We actually have a few administrators on the website. Laura Williams has been doing a lot of the advertising for the events coming up, talking about the sponsors and talking about the six soldiers that will be coming down at the end of the month.
I got you. So in case I wanted to make a donation, now you guys are a 501c3.
Yes, we are.
So I can make a charitable donation, even if I am unable to sponsor, maybe I'm not a business owner, right?
Sure.
But as you said earlier, Marcy, you know, cash, check, credit card, whatever. Do you think that there is reason to consider other activity in addition to fishing? I mean, I know you've got a golf tournament as part of this fundraiser. I mean, is that kind of part of the vision, whatever other recreation might work, or what do you think?
We've had a lot of great ideas that have come up both in the board meetings and our community meetings. I think Anthony and Bill are trying to set me over the edge by talking about doing this event again here before the end of the year. We have talked about reaching out, as you said. We're a Southern chapter, there's only two of these organizations throughout the country.
Sure.
So there's a number of opportunities that we're willing to consider just to give these gentlemen and these women an experience of serenity.
Talking with Marcy Collins and Bill Russell about Warriors and Quiet Waters. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room, 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Thanks for joining us. We're glad you're here because we've learned a whole lot about this great organization that really is sort of getting off the ground at this point. Now, the national group started, what did you say, 2 years ago?
About 6 years
ago. 6 years ago, beg your pardon. And then the last couple of years, you folks have been pulling things together, and now you're at the point where you've got this first ever golf tournament and concert and all kinds of neat stuff. Tell us again about the fundraiser. That's the 19th and 20th of this month. So that's just next week.
Right.
Next weekend. Tobacco Road is going to be there. Let's see. Have I got all my notes in order here?
You mentioned we've got two events back to back, 19th and 20th. The first one will be the Warriors Golf Classic, and that will be held out at Southwood. Mm-hmm. And they've done an excellent job helping us out. So we're still looking for participants. There's plenty of room for the golf teams to get together. And following the Golf Classic, we are going to be holding a barbecue dinner. So we do have tickets in advance that you can purchase either with one of the volunteers. You can go to the website.
How much are the tickets?
Actually, if you buy them in advance, they are $15. And that not only gets you the barbecue dinner, but that gets you into the concert to see Tobacco Road.
$15?
That's it. $15 if you buy them in advance, $20 at the door. If you just want to see the concert, it's only $10. And so Tobacco Road will be out there at the Southwood Golf Club playing, and Shepherd's Creek will be opening for them. So that's going to be just an exciting event for families and for everyone that wants to come out and hear.
Unique there to have a concert on a golf course.
Yeah.
I've been calling it the concert on the green.
I like that.
That's right. And then our second fundraiser is the next day on Saturday, April 20th. That is the Warrior Bass Fishing Tournament.
Okay.
And that's going to be huge. We're still, I know people are waiting for the weather report, but we are very confident it's going to be a great day. And we do early registration at 5 a.m. and boats in the water at 6:30 a.m. with weigh-in at 3 p.m. And again, we're going to be selling our raffle tickets for that incredible fishing reel. We're going to have auction items. So again, Pepsi and Coors will be there to help us cool off the day.
There we go. So, and where is the fishing going to happen?
It's actually at Ingram's Marina. Okay. And Crumb's Mini Mall is actually donating the fishing equipment, which was huge for us for the six soldiers coming down. And so they're a big participant as well.
And these soldiers are coming from where?
This group is coming from Fort Benning.
Okay.
That Martin Army Hospital in Fort Benning.
And how is that? How did that happen? Are they, do they offer? They find out. They sign up. Are they invited? How is that selection determined?
We contacted the Army, and Anthony was a Army medic, so he had some contacts, we contacted them, and they thoroughly vet the program to make sure it's not some sort of scam or whatever. They really protect their guys, and then they offer it to the guys, and people started signing up for it immediately.
And you say it's at Ingram's Landing?
Ingram's Marina.
Marina.
Yes.
Where's that located?
On the Gaston County side of Lake Talquin.
On Lake Talquin. Okay. Well, I don't fish Talquin much often. I wouldn't know that, but I'll have to get out there. That sounds like a plan. If I want to be in the fishing tournament, how do I sign up for that?
There's a couple ways you can do that. You can, of course, go get information on the Facebook page. We do have a website. It's www.fishingwithwarriors.org. We also have a general phone number that folks can call and get information. It's area code 850-597-3419. And we've got all the information. They can reach out, find out how to register for the golf classic or the bass tournament. And we're trying to promote flyers all across the Big Bend area so that folks see it. Tallahassee Democrat did a great article about a month ago talking about the program itself. So yeah, they can call and get information. And biggest part is probably to like us on Facebook and get the information, reach out to anybody on any of those areas.
Talking with Marcy Collins here, a volunteer with Warriors and Quiet Waters, and their treasurer for the Southern Chapter, Bill Russell. And you are in tune here with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Glad you've joined us. You know, if you have a topic or a guest that you'd like us to consider, you can always email us topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. And of course, the website is there for you as well. You can learn more about these dear folks and what they're doing. TallahasseeTalks.com features a listen page. So if you'd like to share this show with someone that you love and encourage them to get involved, it's a simple thing to do. And all you have to do is refer to the link that we have there on our listen page. All of the shows that we have brought you in the last 3 years are there, and we're happy to do so. Folks, if you had a magic wand, and oftentimes I'll ask this question, and you could just wave that magic wand, but you only get one wish now, okay? What would you wish for, Bill?
For this project, it's just to find some peace and solace for these guys. To make, and I say guys because that's just habit. That's just an old man, because there are women also. We have women serving our military
guys
every day.
Gals, yeah. So to bring that comfort, that solace, the healing, that's really your heart's cry.
That's it. I want every one of them to know that we appreciate them. And it's so nice that the country now is starting to show some appreciation.
Yeah.
If you go back a war or two, they didn't always respect the soldier.
Well, recently there was the recognition provided there. The Vietnam warriors were recognized, and they're in downtown Tallahassee at the memorial. That was rather significant in that it was an opportunity for us as a community to stop and say, "Hey, wait a minute! Somebody really went to bat for us, and regardless of what that perspective might have been then." Let's look at the reality. Let's look at the people who sacrificed to make that happen for us.
That's the thing that Marcy said a while ago. This isn't about supporting the war. This is about supporting the warrior.
Taking care of the people who are taking care of us. I like the idea that freedom, some people have have given up their lives for our freedom. Some have given up their freedom for our lives. And it seems to me that you have devoted your time, giving of yourselves. You could be doing a whole lot of other things, and here you are trying to make it better for a few folks who have tried to make it better for all of us. It seems like a good idea to me. Marcy, when you're talking about this to folks, is this top of the mind for you? And so you're out there, you're a businesswoman, you're involved in so many activities. Is it hard to not talk about this, do you think?
Oh, I have no shame. I have approached everybody.
We know that.
I was at Circle K getting my coffee the other day, a bunch of cookies in the flyer, and I said, come on out and just participate if that's all you can do. So, no, I'm mouthing to everybody that will listen to me or who doesn't want to listen to me. I'm still mouthing to them.
Marcy Collins, volunteering with Warriors in Quiet Waters. Bill Russell, their treasurer for the Southern Chapter. Folks, thanks for being a part of our show.
Thank you so much for having us, Brian.
A pleasure. That's what we have for you today, folks. Glad you've tuned in. Be sure you're here again next Saturday morning. We'll be looking for you because we want to know what you're talking about. That's what we're all about. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.